BBC News with Jerry Smith. The families of the Nigerian schoolgirls kidnapped in southern Borno State 4 weeks ago have reacted to the video released by the Islamist group Boko Haram. Some told the BBC that seeing the girls alive has given them hope, although they were shocked at seeing the mostly Christian girls in Islamic dress. In the video, the Boko Haram leader, Abu Bakar Shekau, offers to trade girls for jailed Boko Haram members. The Interior Ministry has rejected such a deal. Senator Ali Ndume, who represents the region from where the girls were abducted, encouraged all possible ways to secure their release.
What is most important, one, is that a channel of a communication has been established. That is one. Two, they are talking, and our people, and I myself, is encouraging government to continue talking, because that way you will reach somewhere. Because in this type of situation, it is only negotiation that helps to bring solution to the problem.
The results of the first exit polls in India's general election indicate a victory for the coalition led by the opposition candidate Narendra Modi. The surveys also suggest the worst ever performance by the governing Congress party. Election figures show there was a record voter turnout of 66%. Andrew North reports from the city of Varanasi.
Exit polls published by the Indian media say Mr. Modi and his Hindu nationalist BJP are on course to form the next government. Polls have a bad record here, though. They got the last two elections wrong, and the results will not be counted until Friday. But record turnouts usually signal big change. And if Mr. Modi has been victorious, it will mean an end to 10 years of rule by the Congress party, with the Gandhi family at its head.
Pro-Russian militants in eastern Ukraine have said they want to become part of the Russian Federation following Sunday's referendums on self-rule. The government in Kiev has denounced the polls as illegal. Richard Galpin reports from Donetsk.
At a packed news conference here, one of the top separatist leaders, Denis Bashilin, said they had declared independence, but soon hoped the Donetsk region would be able to join Russia. And for this, he said, there'd be no need to have a second referendum. So far, Moscow has not commented on this specifically. But earlier the Kremlin did say the will of the people who'd voted in Sunday's referendum in eastern Ukraine should be respected and the results implemented peacefully.
Both the United States and the European Union have dismissed the referendums as illegal. A senior politician with Spain's governing People's Party has been shot and killed in the northern city of León. Isabel Carrasco was the party's head in León province. Police have arrested two women in connection with the killing, which they say is being treated as a possible revenge attack. World News from the BBC. Three crew members who died on the South Korean ferry that sank last month have been recognised as martyrs for helping others on the boat. Two of the sailors, an engaged couple, could have escaped, but stayed on board to help trapped passengers. Another gave away her life jacket as she sought to guide others to safety. The Italian Navy says at least 17 people have drowned off the coast of Libya when a boat packed with migrants sank. More than 200 survivors have been pulled from the sea, and the search for others has continued into the night. The migrants were trying to reach the Italian island of Lampedusa. The Italian government has again accused the European Union of doing too little to address the issue. The chief prosecutor at the murder trial of the South African Oscar Pistorius has said the athlete should undergo mental evaluations after a psychiatrist called by the defence told the court that Mr. Pistorius suffered from an anxiety disorder. Andrew Harding sent this report.
Psychiatrist Merrill Vorster said Oscar Pistorius suffered from a lifelong anxiety order because of his amputated legs, his parents' behaviour, and his mother's early death. She said the athlete was, as a result, both controlling and vulnerable, with a heightened fear of crime. Dr. Vorster said because of the athlete's disability, he was more likely to fight than to flee when confronted with a perceived threat. But the prosecutor is now arguing that if his mental condition is being used as a defence, then Mr. Pistorius should be evaluated by court-appointed experts.
Health officials in the United States have confirmed a second case of a virus that has killed more than 100 people in Saudi Arabia. A person in Florida has been found to have Middle East Respiratory Syndrome. Earlier this month, a healthcare worker who travelled to Indiana from Saudi Arabia was diagnosed with the disease. Most cases have been found in Saudi Arabia. BBC News.